This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for January 11, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story. JLN launches the History of Financial Futures episode, Game Changers Part 2, the creation of Life, DTB, and Eurex. 11 years ago, John Lothian News began work on a video series about the history of financial futures. We were motivated to get this history on video because of the death of Jack Wing, the CEO of the Chicago Corporation, who was an early supporter and proponent of the financial futures products. We wanted to preserve this history in video format before those who had created financial futures all disappeared. Too many of the early founders of financial futures are gone, but we did capture some of them, and the work on this series has continued in leaps and spurts. Today, we are releasing part two of the episodes titled Game Changers before we launch part one, which is still a work in progress. The series is The History of Financial Futures. The episode title is Game Changers Part 2. The series is about the start of the modern era of futures trading, starting with the launch of financial futures at the International Commercial Exchange in New York before the ending of the Bretton Woods system, followed by the launch of the International Monetary Market in Chicago in 1972. The latter is the exchange that ultimately succeeded, and the word of this success was spread around the world. To see the rest of this announcement and view this video, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. The Democrats want to impeach President Donald Trump before his term is over, and his replacement on The Apprentice, Arnold Schwarzenegger, posted a viral video comparing the sacking of the Capitol to Kristallnacht in Germany, based on his experiences growing up in Austria. He also told Mr. Trump he is terminated. The Week has a story titled, Trump reportedly told Kelly Loeffler he'd do a number on her if she didn't back Electoral College Challenge. As reported here earlier, she had announced she would object at the Georgia rally Trump spoke at, but then announced she would not. There was an important lesson taught last week. Don't commit a crime in a location that has more cameras than Hollywood. Just saying. Matt Wolf, an executive director of securities finance at the OCC, is the latest to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Thank you to Matt and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by supporting our GoFundMe campaign. Sarah Rudolph reports, reminder, registration is open for FIA's webinar, 2020 Futures and Options Trading Annual Trends, in which FIA will highlight the main trends in trading activity in 2020 in the global exchange-traded derivative markets with category and regional breakdowns as well as exchange and contract rankings. It takes place on January 27th at 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit FIA.org to register. Tom Thompson reports, BMV, the Mexican Stock Exchange, Futures Market and Clearinghouse, announced last week that it is acting on its commitment to support ESG, environmental, social, governmental initiatives through the Mexican Green Finance Advisory Council. Mexter's parent organization has committed to designating a percentage of its operating income to promote project financing targeted not only towards efficient natural resource use and reducing carbon usage, but also the resilience and sustainability of financial markets. You can find a link in today's JLN to open a PDF where you can read the full BMV announcement. Here are more stories from today's JLN. We published a podcast, Industry Leaders, Laura Morrison on growing the ETP pie. Exchange-listed products are relatively new for CBOE Global Markets. Laura Morrison recently sat down with John Lothian News and talked about how she has expanded CBOE's presence in the area in the last 5 years and what sets its listing operations apart. Also, we published The Spread on Friday. It Can Only Go Up From Here is the title. 2020 was a lot of things, most of them pretty bad, but it was a banner year for options traders and options exchanges. See a link for the spread in today's JLN. The New York Times has a story, and it is a letter to the editor by David Sicklein, U.S. Representative, member of the House Judiciary Committee. Why we are introducing an article of impeachment. One of the authors of the impeachment article against President Trump makes his case. Since his resounding defeat in the presidential election in November, Donald Trump has done everything but concede to the democratic will of the American people. He unleashed an avalanche of lies and baseless claims of fraud, conspiracy theories that filled his supporters with a delusional belief that the election had been stolen from him. He filed a bevy of absurd lawsuits. He attempted to cajole and intimidate officials at all levels of government into subverting the election and keeping him in office, and then running out of recourse, legitimate and illegitimate. He incited an insurrection against the government and the Constitution that he swore to uphold. My comment, history continues to be made. If this occurs, President Trump would be the first president impeached twice. Here's a story from the Financial Times. It's by Carl Levin, a former U.S. senator who chaired the Committee on Investigations. The title is, Time to Stop Trading Conflicts That Cost Investors Billions. The incoming U.S. administration should end payments for routing customer orders. With a new administration incoming in Washington, it's time to end a conflicted practice that siphons billions of U.S. investors' funds each year. The Securities and Exchange Commission needs to stop brokers from accepting payments for routing their customers' orders to certain traders and exchanges. It's like paying a hidden private tax on savings, whether someone invests through a large mutual fund or directly through a personal brokerage account. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. TikTok and Discord are the new Wall Street trading desk. Pandemic has led to a surge of day trading, helping push stocks like NIO and Tesla to records amid online buzz. A new army of social media-enabled day traders is helping push stocks to records and turning companies into market sensations. As trading by individual investors boomed during the coronavirus pandemic, so has the popularity of online communities where they gather. Platforms including TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, Reddit, Instagram, Facebook, and messaging platform Discord have become the new Wall Street trading desk. Individual investors gather to talk about hot stocks like Tesla, boast of gains, and commiserate about losses. Okay, how many of you have heard of Discord before? Here are the top three most read stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was the Financial Times' Stacey Cunningham, NYC president caught up in Sino-US tension about the NYSE's flip-flop on delisting three Chinese telecom companies. Second was the second installment of our John Lothian News video interview, Bill Brodsky, The Path to Electronic Trading, Part 2. Third was the New York Times Wall Street Journal editorial urges Trump resign to avoid impeachment. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site has 196,949,225 pages viewed with 25,052 pages. There have been 228,826 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.